يا حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي. Previously on Heartbreak.
So Mahmoud, just how long is she going to stay with us?
Well, for now, I'd say as long as her Iddo lasts.
And then what's going to happen?
Then we'll take it as it comes.
Oh, okay.
If we may start with you, tell me, what do you think is the biggest issue that cannot be resolved in your marriage?
Well, Molana, we are married for over a decade now, and we are still just getting by, living paycheck to paycheck. Our finances are a disaster. There does not appear to be even a flicker of hope for us to own our own house and turn it into a home where we can raise our children. My parents...
I am working.
Brother Yasser, please allow your wife to have her say. You will get the opportunity to respond to what she is asserting.
I know, and I am listening. It's just, I'm sorry, okay?
You're sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's just, I grew up thinking my value as a wife was solely dependent on my role as a mother.
What a silly thought, Rumeysa. Surely you must have known that it depends on more than that. If you just asked, I would have told you, dear.
Surely you don't expect me to neglect our kids just to be the supermodel wife you want.
So much for not picking a fight, hey?
And now on Heartbreak.
During life, we experience many journeys of ups and downs. The journey towards Talaq is really not easy, but then again, neither is the journey into marriage. With their Talaq being finalized and Rumeysa returning to her childhood home with their children, Yaso was tasked with packing up their belongings.
Oh Allah, this is so difficult, having to pack little Abdullah's toys away, knowing that his early morning screams and shouts won't be heard, is difficult to accept. When I became a father, I never imagined the day when I would have to visit them. This is not how our lives were supposed to be.
As Yasser sifts through their possessions, he stumbles across his wedding album, which takes him back to his youthful days, which are now but a distant memory.
Mom, Dad, I have found the one whose smile will light up my world, and I would like to make her my wife. Undoubtedly, she is the one who will be my cloak, the one who will complete half of my iman.
MashaAllah, my son, fantastic news. Give me your father's number so we can sort out the nikah arrangement.
My Yasser, make dua. Allah, if it is good for me, then let it be. But oh Allah, if it is not good for me, then please remove this desire from me. If she is going to help you pave your way to Jannah, then who are we to stand in your way? Remember, we plan, but Allah is the best of planners.
Gee, mommy, she is a very good person. And I'm sure that our love story was written by the greatest author, our Creator.
Once Yasser had spoken to his parents about his intention to wed, he phoned Rumeysa to share the news with her. A formal proposal date was organized, and Yasser accompanied his parents with the hope of finalizing the details of their nikah.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our home. We are so delighted Yasser has finally decided on taking this wonderful step forward on marrying our beautiful Rumaisa.
We have been waiting to start wedding preparations. Rumaisa has already all the details and she knows exactly what she wants. A girl gets married only once and we have to make it a day to remember.
Actually, we were thinking more on the lines of a sunnah practice. You know, something like a simple nikah, which will give them maximum barakah in the future.
Just a nikah? That won't do for our daughter. No, that won't do. She will have a wedding that she has been dreaming of and planning for all these years.
Yasser and I have already had this discussion and he has agreed to a Saturday night function at one of the elite venues.
We came here tonight with the intention of setting a date and time for the nikah, which we wanted to take place as soon as possible. But this changes everything now.
Mommy, it doesn't change the fact that I still want to marry Rumaisa and I want to build my life with her. We may have to wait a few more months while she gets the wedding details all sorted out, but then we can be together.
Yes, a few months for me to get the wedding organized and for you to find a house for us.
Rooms, I told you that we will discuss this at a later stage.
I told you that there is no negotiation, Yasser. It would be in our best interest to get our own place from day one. It would reduce the risk of friction in the home and make it less likely for there to be infamous in-law issues. Those are so common these days, you know.
The meeting between two families did not go as planned. Yasser's family had not anticipated being met by a family whose main priority was delivering a memorable wedding. Neither had they expected the demand for the couple to have their own place. As Yasser sat on the floor of the apartment he rented with Rumaisa, he agonized over wanting to make her happy at any cost and constantly giving in to the monetary demands from even before the wedding. Here he now sat with a fountain of bowls which all started piling up a decade ago in preparation for a wedding rather than a marriage.
Oh, Rumaisa, everything that went wrong in our home was because of money. I am sorry that I could not take you on exotic holidays like your brother was able to take his wife. I am sorry that we had to get around in a Toyota rather than the latest coupe. I am sorry that Huda and Abdullah were forced to attend public school instead of the overpriced Islamic schools. I am sorry that I was not enough for you, that our family was not enough to keep us happy and together. I am sorry that I failed you as a husband and I failed the children as a father.
While Yasser is beating himself up about not having been able to provide for his family, Rumaisa is having flashbacks of her own.
It was a wedding to remember. The decor, the dress. Oh, how gorgeous was my dress. My daddy spared no expense when it came to the big day, hey? Everything went well when the day finally arrived. But one can't forget the drama of the days leading up to it. Oh, Auntie Rukshana really outdid herself when it came to the meal. 5-course meal fit for a king. But Faiza, as usual, always so lazy, didn't lift a finger to help with my preparations. Always busy with a baby. Oh, I hope she's changed. I don't want to have problems here at home also with her.
Rumaisa, are you okay?
Gee, just thinking, Mummy. thinking about what? You know, Mommy, we spent so much of money preparing for my wedding. We went from one mall to the next looking for the best of everything for that one evening, and it was perfect. A perfect wedding is what I had. It's what I worked towards, Mommy. But I didn't prepare myself for marriage. I did not prepare myself to be a wife. I just didn't know what I was getting myself into.
My child, we did not prepare you for it either. We fell short there. We had failed you in this regard. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Have faith, my child, that better things are coming to you and your children.
Umhi, Yusha doesn't want me to watch what I want to. And Abba hasn't brought my things yet. So I have nothing to do, absolutely nothing. There isn't even a ball for me to play with.
Sabar, my child, your things will come soon. Why don't you sit with Yusha and watch what he's watching?
It's boring here, man. I just want to go home. Why can't things just go back to the way it used to be?
Huda, speak your mind, child.
Nothing. Abdullah, do you know that we are going to be prisoners in this house with Ummi for 100 days?
Huda, what do you mean?
Huda, you are not prisoners with me, and I am not a prisoner either. Yes, I must observe my iddah period, which means that I cannot leave the house. But that does not mean that you can't go out. When your Abba comes, and he will, you will be allowed to go with him.
Ooh, the punishments never end.
The children's hostility intensifies at their maternal grandparents' home, with them feeling like visitors in their new home, and their father Yasser suffers no less as he pines for their presence.
I should have fought harder. I should have tried a little longer. Perhaps Rumaisa and I could have worked things out, and my babies would still be here with me now. But she was so closed off to the idea of trying again to make a sacrifice for the children.
As Yasser continues to sort through their belongings, he comes across a beautiful memoir.
Ah, what's this? Oh, my adorable little princess. When she was just a day old, I remember the day she was born as if it was yesterday.
A picture tells a thousand words, and Huda's picture brings on yet another onslaught of nostalgia as Yasser remembers the day she was born.
Honey, your pregnancy is almost over. Here we are timing the contractions already, and you haven't had one strange craving. Is that even normal?
Oh, Yasser.
Everyone warned me from the day of the announcement of our pregnancy that I would have to do midnight runs for odd concoction.
Just make sugar that I didn't send you on a mad hunt for strange things to eat, okay?
Hey, you are caring, my princess. Going out of my way for you and her is my purpose in life.
Yasser, I think how many minutes apart are they now? It's excruciating. Let's go to the hospital, please.
Listen, baby, the car is ready. Your bag and the baby bag is also already in. Let's just wait until the contractions are a little closer together, just as the doctor advised. Come, let me massage you a little to ease the pain. Do you want something to eat? Should I phone our parents to tell them?
I don't think there's anything which you can do to ease the pain. I don't want anything to eat. No, don't phone anyone. I just want to be alone with you for a bit before everyone knows that our baby is coming.
Mommy and them would know better what to do.
Yeah, sir. You got me into this and you're going to sit with me through this.
I'm so sorry.
Shh, I wouldn't have chosen differently. You're going to make a great dad with all the patience you have, my dear. Our family is going to be complete and this good relationship which we share will only get stronger after this. Thank you for being the husband I need. The support and love is beyond my expectations. I don't know what I'd do without you, Yasser.
Yasser. as Yasser surfaces from his memories, he wonders what could have made her break her promises to him without batting an eyelid. His phone buzzes with a message, and that's when it hits him.
That's it. Damn it. That phone of hers. That phone kept her busy and made her smile. She always kept it close to her, and I never understood her need to keep it password protected. Her social life was blossoming whilst our family was falling apart. I'm sure there's someone standing in line to pick up the pieces of my broken family. Maybe it's better that it's all over now. Yes, it's better to have pulled off the band-aid all at once, so that the healing can begin.
Yasser tries to console himself, but a single question continues to haunt him.
Who? I wonder who is it? Who is picking up where I left off?
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, today we listen to yet another heartbreaking episode of the drama series Heartbreak. It was all about flashbacks today from both sides, the husband and the wife, having flashbacks of various things. But Maulana Habib, it is possible that such flashbacks can be avoided, meaning that the actual divorce or separation could have been avoided. Take us through some of the methods that a couple can adopt when they find problems in their marriage.
Yes, Maulana Yusuf, you ask a very interesting question here, and I think we need to highlight this important aspect here, that when a couple is going through troubles in their marriage, they should first understand that it's totally normal. Every couple will go through some ups and some downs, and they should not give up. They should first try to strengthen their communication amongst themselves, and they should try to resolve the matters among themselves. If after trying this avenue, they are still failing, they are unable to resolve the issues, then the second step is to get the seniors of the family involved. You know, a senior from her side and a senior from his side, and they should sit down and discuss matters. And the seniors should also keep the marriage at heart. They should be there for the marriage, not for one party or for this person or that person. Number three, let's say, Mullah Yusuf, if after going to the seniors, that also did not help, the third option is then to pursue professional counseling and to go out for professional help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says an important thing here, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If they want to reconcile, if they are genuine about reconciling, if they really want to do it, if they really want to patch up, Allah says, I will give them muhabbat again. Yes, though those heartbreaking moments will always bring back bitter memories, but Allah says, I can give them muhabbat once again, provided they are genuine and sincere in their efforts. But let's say all this fails, Mawlana Yusuf, all this fails.
Gee.
And you have to go for divorce. Like in certain cases, Mawlana Yusuf, substance abuse, the wife,
certain
or
cases,
the husband,
I suppose, there's no coming back, as they say.
The wife gave the husband enough opportunities, or the husband gave the wife enough opportunities. They tried and they tried, and things did not happen. And in a case like that, the Sharia also wants you to then end matters amicably instead of staying together in an unhealthy marriage. So the last resort then should be annulment of the marriage. So that's the basic understanding of the matter.
Gee, alhamdulillah. So we can see from there is procedures. There is procedures in these methods that have been set out.
So in a nutshell, Mawlana Yusuf, first the couple should try to resolve the matters themselves. Then if that does not help, then you go to the seniors of the family. If that does not help, you go for counseling. If that does not help, then the last route should be divorce and annulment. And in certain cases, we cannot judge the parties.
Gee, jazakallah for that, Mawlana, really well said, you know, laying out the methods, the various methods that we can adopt. Also mentioning that part of, you know, fighting a losing battle where sometimes you have to settle for divorce. I suppose as a community also, we need to understand that when a divorce takes place, that we should refrain from judgment. Generally, the habit is that, you know, there always has to be one party to blame. But sometimes there's no party to blame. Like in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find there was a couple, Zayd and Zainab radiallahu anhuma, and they actually went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised them, and they tried, but eventually they had to settle for divorce.
And she is our mother. Today she is from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. So here you see, Mawlana Yusuf, two wonderful individuals in their own right. Both are Sahaba, but things never work out between them. So yes, sometimes there's no option except divorce. But that should be the last resort. And we shouldn't take that judgment that no, now is enough. That the external party, the counselor or the ulama that's involved, they should take the decision. That's an important part. I mean, they can't take it unilaterally. Okay, yeah, no, we know we can't make it, so never do it.
Shi, mashallah, very good point there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to practice these valuable pieces of advice. Tune in tomorrow. It promises to be another exciting edition of the drama series Heartbreak.